It is with tremendous pleasure that I welcome into the JPR Studios Black Prairie. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Packed into our very warm studios today, Chris Funk, Jenny Conley, Nate Query, John Moen, Annalisa Tornfeldt, John Neufeld. Never had six in here before, so we're setting an all-new record, right? Tell me about how this band first got started and when. Who was the impetus behind putting together Black Prairie?
Well, we started this in 2007, and Chris had the original idea, but we kind of just all got together in this formation minus drums in the living room and started playing music together. There wasn't a big concept other than let's play some acoustic instruments and see what happens and try and make it a collective. And we spent about 3 years doing that before we put a record out. So
well,
we
and
took our time.
Of the six of you, four of you were for many years in the Decemberists. Was there was there the thought that you weren't busy enough playing in the Decemberists and touring and making records?
Well, sort of, just in the sense that we're all musicians that stay really busy, and Decemberists is just one band, and all of us have really diverse musical interests and influences. So it was kind of fun to have a different outlet and have, and kind of use it almost as a way to improve on our acoustic instruments and stuff. You know, the Decemberists do acoustic stuff, but are kind of a rock band, so it's kind of fun to have something like, oh, let's play instrumental music, and Chris will mostly play dobro, and I'll play only upright, and we'll be able to, and Jenny will play just accordion, and we can kind of stretch out on those instruments a little bit. But all of us play all the time in lots of bands besides the Decemberists, so yes, the Decemberists is not enough for us. that's true.
I read this online. Is this true that when you guys were first starting to get together and work out ideas together, that it was like a Tuesday morning coffee clatch kind of thing?
It was. Yeah, we would have, we still kind of tend to rehearse in the morning. None of us are day jobbers, so that kind of works out, and it's very civilized. Like we always have pastries and snacks and coffee, and sometimes mimosas. Sometimes we use really nice china that belonged to somebody's grandmother. And sometimes we do full band rehearsals with PA and stuff, but a lot of times it's acoustic in the living room still. So it's a nice way to do it.
We'll talk about this a little bit after a tune, but your sound has also changed considerably from the debut to Fortune, which is the most recent album. It started off a very mellow, acoustic-oriented kind of sound for the band, and it is now not that. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. First, though, let's hear some music. What do you guys want to do first?
First, we're going to do the 84, the first song on the record.
With me, gotta let your hair down, baby. It's another sunny day. Let's get out on the highway. Don't sit in the back seat. We'll be right back.
That is Black Prairie live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their brand new album out on Sugar Hill Records called Fortune. You guys have become known, or have been known, I guess, as one of the iconic Portland-sounding bands from the folk tradition. Are any of you, are all of you Portland natives, Oregonians?
There are three of us. Yeah.
All right. That's legit, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 50%.
And with all six of you in the band now, there are many songwriters in the group. Does that make it hard to be a cohesive unit, or does it make it easier?
Well, it sure makes it a lot more necessary. So we've just sort of made it work. It provides some opportunities for really exciting collaborations, and we've worked through the challenges of it pretty well. So far, it's working out great to have. Sometimes a song is truly collaborative with everybody's input, and sometimes it's mostly one person with a few tweaks from the rest of us, so it varies.
Do they end up being different songs when they're brought to the group by one individual as opposed to the ones that you work up collectively?
Well, you know, our songs kind of are across a pretty wide spectrum anyway, so I don't know. I'd have to go through and try and figure out whether some fall into one category or not, but we were just commenting on a couple sections of a couple of these songs that are pretty similar, and I think it might have been we wrote those bridges on the same day kind of thing as a band. That kind of stuff happens. But overall, it's really interesting to have a band that's totally collaborative like that, because sometimes we just start with just a kernel of an idea and anything can happen.
Yeah. Did you guys, when you were first putting this band together, expect this to go somewhere? Or was this a project that was stimulating yourselves as individuals and friends?
Well, you know, both.
Yeah.
So it still is something that is really exciting and fun for us. But, you know, it's fun to have it grow and get more people to hear it and make it a more sustainable project as we do more records and go to more places and stuff. So it's kind of a little bit of everything.
And this new album, Fortune, came together comparatively really quick. Just a couple of weeks?
Yeah, really quick. There was some stuff that had been written ahead of time, but a lot of the writing was completed and arranging and stuff in a pretty short period of time, and then it was recorded in 2 weeks, kind of solid. And we kind of wanted to get it out this year so that we could do some touring and spend some time getting the record out there for people to hear before we go dark a little bit when the Decemberists ramp back up. So that was part of the calculation, but also we just had a lot of music we wanted to do, so we put it out relatively quickly after the last one.
Black Prairie, my guests, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album's called Fortune, Sugar Hill Records, and they are live in the studios. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to play a tune, Kiss of Fate. Thank you.
It's Black Prairie Live here on Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio and online at ijpr.org. Well, when this band first got together, from what I understand, Annalisa, you didn't really want to sing much. Is that true?
I was very shy about singing.
What's turned out well? What was the hesitation?
Everyone's been very encouraging. We got together and it was all about instrumentals at first.
And you had been in another band previously. Were you doing any singing in that band?
I was. Yeah, I played in a bluegrass
band. So you had a background doing it, and then you get involved with Black Prairie and decide that you're just going to be a fiddler.
Yes, I was really excited about that. And I was like, yes, I've been chosen for my fiddle playing, because that had never happened before. But now we have been writing songs together. It's been really fun to be able to actually be the voice. And, you know, this has been the most collaborative record I've ever made, and I'm able to sing other people's songs. Hmm. In Black Prairie. Like the one we're going to do next is one that Chris Funk wrote all the words to. And there are a lot of other tunes on the record that John Moen wrote words to, and Jenny Connolly is singing, and John Neufeld. And so that's been really exciting.
So when you first started getting back into singing, was that pushed by you, or was it suggestions from other people in the band?
Well, it was really the band.
Yeah.
And we were looking for more material to fill out the record. And Chris Funk was like, you should send over some songs. And I remember really practicing so hard to be able to have a demo that I really liked, that I'd feel comfortable sending. And then I sent maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 tunes, and we picked 3 to put on our first record.
Well, I mentioned earlier, and listeners know this from hearing the songs on the air here at JPR, that this album has got a lot more energy to it than previous efforts. So who brought the gasoline? Who lit this one on fire?
Well, I'd say Chris Funk. I remember him telling me that he wanted to play rock mandolin. And we also have, you know, John Moen is on drums now in the band, and he played drums on A Tear in the Eye is the Wound in the Heart, but that was just a couple songs, and now,
and that gives it a bit of a drive,
drummer,
right, that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
Chris, you have described the Black Prairie audience as the, quote, NPR set. Oh, no. So you're in a good place right here on an NPR station. But what did you mean by that? What does that mean in your mind?
I think I used to joke and say that our goal of the band was to be the in and out music for All Things Considered. So instrumental.
It's a good goal.
That was a joke. I don't know. I guess the listenership of NPR, I always think of it as really diverse and, sort of leaning towards the world of acoustic music, I suppose. So maybe that's what I meant, that they can handle some diversity with shrouded in acoustic song or format or look. Hmm. Yeah.
A little bit earlier during our session today, you had made reference to the Decemberists ramping back up. Is that on the table? Is that going to happen at some point?
Yeah.
Because it's been a quiet period for a while.
We just
right?
finished a record, and it'll come out sometime in 2015.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people excited for that. Well, thank you guys for stopping by and visiting with us. Yeah. It's been fantastic.
Thank
you got
you
time to play one
us.
More? What did you say you were going to do next?
We're going to play a tune, Bleed It Out.
Let It Out.
We should have called it that.
This is the song of the video, correct?
That's right.
And for folks that haven't seen the video, explain a little bit the general setting of the video, because it is a bit unusual.
It's an unusual setting. It's in a taxidermy shop on Foster in
Why?
Portland. Well, I've always been fascinated with taxidermy, and it was Jason Roark's idea to actually be in the shop. But when I talked to Jason, I said, I'd really like to be singing in the eye of a stuffed stuffed ox. So that was my genius. And it turned into Jenny and I killing and stuffing all of the band members in Black Prairie. Yeah. We also had Michael Hurley guest, and that was fun, and Claire Coffey. Thank you.
That is Black Prairie Live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the new album called Fortune. Chris Funk, Jenny Conley, Nate Query, John Moen, Annalisa Tornfelt, John Neufeld. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.